And now, the opening drive. Here are your hosts, Ross Tucker and Anthony Booger McFarland.
I was a fiend.
Hope you're enjoying today's edition of the opening drive as much as we are. Going to go to the guest line for the first time today and bring in a guy that was recently named one of the top 100 players in the National Football League, number 63 to be exact, according to his peers on NFL Network. He's Stephen Tulloch, linebacker of the Detroit Lions. He's got a free football camp coming up this weekend, June 1st. Also has a charity softball camp, June 8th, and another free football camp, which is in Miami, July 13th. So this is a guy that has a lot going in the community. Enjoy talking with Stephen every year. Stephen, it's Ross Tucker and Booger McFarland here on the opening drive, Sirius XM NFL Radio. Boy, you're busy off the field, man. What's all this stuff you got going on?
It's something that I've always – first off, how you guys doing? But it's something that I've always, endured and loved to do, and that's doing stuff off the field during the off season and during the season as well, and just trying to build it up as I stack the years up in the NFL, just try to give back as much as I can.
Stephen, when you talk about your team, the Detroit Lions, and as you go through these OTAs, what are you guys preparing for? Because I think everyone is waiting for the Lions to make that next step, getting to the postseason and make a run in the playoffs. So what's the focus of you guys' OTA days right now?
I think just getting back to the basics. It's a long season, and the OTA gives you the time to break into, the basics, from alignments to assignments to execution, and, make mistakes now because, when we get in training camp, you start to roll. And I think just getting back to where we were a couple of years ago, when we went 10-6 and had a first round and got the first round of the playoffs, just trying to get back there. Obviously, last year wasn't what we wanted as a team, as an organization, and we fell behind the eight ball. But I think guys realize that success is hard to come by in the NFL, and each year is different. Guys are older. Guys understand that, what you did the previous year doesn't matter. And moving forward, we have to just stay focused and eliminate distractions. I think the organization did getting the right players in there and doing good in free agency and the draft and just trying to steer us in the right direction.
What have you seen, Stephen, from Ziggy Ansah so far? I guess everybody's curious to see, with his background and his limited experience, what he'll be able to give you guys as a rookie. Have you seen enough to think that he'll be able to contribute, or does he have a ways to go in terms of learning the game, especially at the pro level?
Well, Ziggy's a unique situation. Obviously, he hasn't played that much football, but you can tell the athleticism is there. He's a guy that works hard every day, and that's expected when you have a guy like Chris Kocurek and Jim Washburn coaching at the D-line position, and Sue leading by example, and Nick Fraley and those guys working hard every day. So, working hard for him not going to be the issue. It's just him grasping the concept of what the defense is and how we run it here in Detroit. And I think he's doing a good job coming to work every day. He doesn't say much, but he works hard, and that's all you can expect from a rookie.
When you talk about your defense, obviously the guy who gets the headlines is Ndamukong Suh, and he's going to be teamed with Nick Fraley this year. Is Ndamukong Suh ready to be the leader? He gets a lot of negative press, and I think rightfully so sometimes because he deserves it by some of the things he's done. Is he ready to put all that behind and be the leader and lead your Detroit Lions defense?
I think so. I think it's a collective situation there when it comes to leader on defense. We have veteran guys that played in this league a long time and understand what it takes to take the next step. And I think Sue understands that as well. He's a like I said, he's always been a good player, and, just kind of maturity as you grow into the lead and you get wise and you get older, I think he understands that guys, feed off his energy. And just opening up as a player and as a person, I think he's doing that this off season. The one thing you can never question is his ability to be in shape and work hard. And, just taking that next step as far as being a leader, I think he's going to gear that and take that approach and take that on because he knows that the team needs him and we got to come together as a team and in order to get to where we need to be.
We're talking with Stephen Tulloch, the middle linebacker for the Detroit Lions, fantastic player the 63rd ranked player among his peers in the National Football League, according to the NFL Network. Also, every year we talk to him about all the things he's got going on off the field, both in Detroit and down in Miami. Tulloch 55, TULLOCH55.com is the website for more information. Steven, I'm curious, you know, when I watch Fairley and Sue play, a lot of times they're just getting upfield. They're just bum rushing gaps, which, I mean, listen, if I play D tackle and Booger did, that's what I would want to do as well. I'm curious, though, how those guys are, how you feel they are against the run, and if it ever puts you in a compromising position, because if they're bum rushing those gaps, sometimes they're not making the play, and maybe that uncovered lineman is getting up on you. Do you ever have to talk with those young guys about, hey, I know you guys want to make the plays, but we got to keep these centers and guards off me too?
Well, it's unique, man, and the fact that the way our defense is ran, you know, our defense focuses on obviously our D-line. I think that they run the show. You know, once our defensive line goes, our linebacker in the secondary, we fall in. And when you have two disruptive defensive tackles like Sue and Fairley, you know, it creates situations where offensive linemen need a double, or, you know, they have to send a double team, you know, longer than they expected to, and the linebacker in the second level can get downhill and make a play either TFL or at the line of scrimmage. So, you know, there's some good things that can happen from having an aggressive defensive line. You know, obviously, when you have a defensive line as athletic as we do, you know, you got to play off of them. You know, if he's supposed to be in the A gap, and for some reason he gets the B gap, that might linebacker, about the other linebacker, has to feed off of that and make him right. So, you know, there's things that you have to know your personnel in front of you and how to play off of guys in front of you, because it's not always going to be cookie cutter. You know, A gap, B gap, you have to play off of what happens in front of you. So, me being able to play on this system for a long time and understanding that, and having guys like Albert Haynesworth in Tennessee when I was there, knowing that it's not always going to be what you expect it to be, and, you know, just have to be ready to play. And I think as we go to OTAs and we went through the season the past couple of years, you know, we kind of understand how to play off each other. So I think it works well for us.
Speaking of defensive line, look at the loss of Cliff Averill. Just how much are you guys going to miss a guy like him coming off the edge? Because it's one thing to get the pressure up the middle, but we all know you got to get the quarterback to step up for those guys, and the guy that's going to make him do that are the guys on the edge. So how much are you guys going to miss Cliff Averill?
Cliff Averill is a great player, as you know. He's been a guy that had plenty of sacks in years here in Tennessee. In Detroit, but I think you know, bringing in Jason Jones, a bigger guy on the outside that kind of constrict the edge and force everything back inside, and Willie Young and Ziggy, those bigger guys on the outside, that kind of just funnel everything back inside and shorten the edge, would do good for us. You know, Willie Young is a guy that, you know, he's coming around in the league a couple of years now, four years, and understands the defense. And Jason Jones being played in the same defense back in our days when we were in Tennessee, understands what the wide nine is expected from him from a defensive end perspective. And I think the guys that understand that, you know, it starts the outside, pulling everything back inside, and the linebackers on the D-line have to clean up everything. So I think, you know, with having Washburn and having Kassurk there and getting back to the basics, how the defense is supposed to be ran, definitely helps us out going forward this season.
We're talking with Steven Tulloch, middle linebacker for the Detroit Lions. Check out his website, Tulloch55.com. We got a lot of great things going on in multiple communities, both where he plays and where he grew up. Steven, what was it like to be named in the top 100? How did you find out that you were number 63? And I have to imagine, we've talked about this before, but for whatever reason, you never really got your due. Is it nice to, do you feel like now you kind of finally got the props? You got your contract last year. Now you're in the top seven. Is life good now?
No, you know what, to be honest with you, you know, I've never lost sight of what got me to the NFL. I've never lost sight of, you know, the hard work and people doubting me and whatever it is that got me to where I'm at today. So I never lose sight. I appreciate everything. And, you know, I'm glad that my peers can, you know, vote me into, you know, being in the top 100 players. And, you know, they respect my work ethic and the fact that I come to work every day and play hard every game. And, you know, I haven't missed a game my whole career. And then I put that love and passion into what I do. But I never get complacent. You know, all I know is hard work and to work hard and you know, put my blinders on and just come to work every day. And Now, I love the game of football. You know, football has blessed me with the opportunity to do many things on and off the field. And, you know, like I said, each and every year is different. And I try to get better at every aspect of my game and just try to keep working. And it's been working out for me. And, you know, I got to credit my teammates and the people that train me year in and year out. And just like I said, I just put my head down, put my blinders on, and come to work every day and just keep working.
Now, with that being said, just like when Madden comes out, everybody looks at their speed and they're like, oh, man, you know what? I should have been faster. Now, when this ranking came out, did you think for a minute, 63, man, I should be a lot higher than that?
Nah, I don't pay much into it. I'm honest with you, man. I appreciate being on the list, man, to be honest with you, man. I don't play much into it. As you know, it's, you know, anybody can be on that list, man. You know, it's the fact that your peers can vote you. You know, and think highly of you to vote you on a list like that. You know, being that there's 1,600 players in the NFL and, you know, you're one of 100 guys to be on that list is great. You know, I appreciate it. But like I said, it's not the end of everything. You know, you got to keep working. And like I said, you know, you just got to come to work every day and put it in and continue to gain the respect of your peers and of your teammates and just keep moving forward.
Steven, before we ask you one more time about the camps and what you got going on, I did want to ask you about what we've been talking about this morning. We've actually been talking a lot about contract stuff because of Gronkowski having another back surgery and Steve Smith, the former Giants receiver, retiring. And just talking about, you know, taking contract extensions when they're offered versus rolling the dice. You're a guy that you and I talked about this before. I was surprised that there weren't more options, more offers for you when your contract expired in Tennessee, based on what you'd done for that club. You kind of gambled on yourself. You went to Detroit on a one-year deal, and it paid off in a major way. What advice would you give a guy like Victor Cruz, for example, or Ryan Clady, or any of these guys that are being offered pretty good contract extensions by their teams, but as of yet, they have not signed it? What would you tell those guys?
You know, every situation is unique. I know this, that, you know, I did gamble. I gambled on myself, you know, because I didn't have the opportunity to have the contract extension. You know, I've been on one-year deals and have to work for a five-year deal. You know, the fact that in the NFL, you never know. You're one play away. You know, there's no guarantee the following year. You know, I think if it's within reason, you know, a team gives you a certain amount of money that can make you comfortable and to know that, you know, whatever happens, you can go out there and just feel good about yourself that, you know, you might not get what you want, but you have some kind of security, I think that's something you got to look into. You know, you're one play away, like you said, from my ankle, ACL, Achilles, whatever it is. And, you know, as you know, once you get that, you know, and it's on the books and the medical records, you know, it can be held against you. And like I said, you know, those guys got to make best decisions for them and their families. But, you know, you get something on the table with some good numbers, it'll make you. I know it'll make me grab it.
I'm with you, Steven.
Like I said, like, when you're out there, you're banging in training camp, and you're going through preseason games, and you're out there. You know, you're expected to go full speed. You can't think about the business part about it, about protecting yourself and whatnot. You got to go out there and showcase your ability. And so, like I said, if you get an opportunity to be offered a certain amount, X amount of dollars to, you know, give some security, I mean, I would take it. You know, I can't speak for them. I know they're doing the best thing for, like I said, themselves and their family, and they got to make the best decision.
So, Steven, is all the information on the camps and the charity softball as well, is all of that at your website, Tulloch 55?
All of that is on my website. And like you said earlier, this weekend, Saturday, we have a free football camp here in Dearborn, Michigan. And the following week, we have a softball charity event, myself and Nate Burleson. We put on every year to raise money for our foundation. And in Miami, July 13th, we have another event here, free football camp for kids in Miami. And we're just trying to raise money and raise awareness for kids that are less fortunate, whether it be cancer, whether it be their household, whatever they're going through. We try to raise money and give back to them and let them know that we care.
That's awesome. Thanks so much for the time, as always, Steven, and great job in the community.
I appreciate you guys. You have a good one.
All right, check it out, Tulloch55.com. If you don't know how to spell Tulloch, it's Tulloch55.com. And I feel very good about that interview because I feel like, based on the end of that conversation, that Steven Tulloch completely, totally, and utterly backs up what I've been saying all morning. We'll discuss it more after the two-minute drill.